Kumlan of Latin Moderator of Latin Dalam, but Aleph, we'll start over here from the Machlik is about the Yesoid. We said there's no Yesoid on the east side, and there's no Yesoid on the south side, there's only an Amma on each side, and that's it. Says the Gemara, when we say there's no Yesoid, Maila have a low Yesoid, but 8 lines from the top. What do you mean there was no Yesoid? Drava Amma Bebinyan, physically there's no Yesoid. Levi Amma Bedami, but definitely there was Yesoid all around, except that they did not pour any blood in those two areas. Rav mitargim, Rav translates the pasuk that be'achsante in his area yisvanu mitucha, they placed a mizbeach, and in other words, and in Binyamin's areas, that's where the mizbeach was, and not in Yehuda's area, so there was no Yisraeli at all. And Levi mitargim, no, be'achsante in the area of Binyamin, yasvinu mikdashi, it was the holy part, but the structure of the mizbeach could have been also in Yehuda's section. Says the Gemara, Mokim Mekudesh Ladamim, that only there was a place that was sanctified, sacred for when it comes to blood. Tashma, come in here. Hi, it says in the Braitha, let's see who is right. It says, when Nundalanam and Aleph in the middle of the page. Hayisoid, Hoya Mahalach, the Yisoid traveled, Alpine Kolat Tzof from the Tai north side, Alpine Kolat Mayr and Tai west side. Oichel Bedorim Amachas, it consumed in the south side one Amma, the Mizrach Amacha, the east side one Amma. So the Chayit is clear that what? There was no Yisoid in the rest, says the Gemara. No. How is Levi going to learn? My Oichel Nabi Bedamim, that sacred for blood. It was only ate one Amma on each side, but it definitely was a Yisoid all along. Tashma coming here. Says Hamiz Beyach Hayashleishim Vishtaim Ashleishim Vishtaim. The Mizbeach was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. So the Chayit is a square. The Chayit is a square. That means that there was a Yisoid on all the sides. Says the Gemara. Hocha Ma'iskinim Min Hatzad. If you take from the angles, there's an Amma. Remember, there was one Amma on each side as well, on the south side and on the east side. So therefore, if your imaginary line continues, it'll be a square of 32 by 32. But if you looked at Taka from the other angle, you would only measure 31 by 31. Tashma coming here. Nimtza, it comes out. The Gemara works out over there the calculations because the Mizbech itself was 16. The Mizbech was 32 by 32. The ramp was 32 by 16. So if you add 32 and 32 lengthwise, you should get a total of 64 Amas. And yet it says that the total took up only 62 Amas. There's 2 Amas missing. What's that shot? So we say, Nimtza comes out, Poireach Am al Yisoid v'Am al Soid. Because it's a ramp, and the ramp is on an angle, right? It's on a slope. So part of the ramp, the 32 Amas of the ramp, covers over the Yisoid, which is the very bottom of the Mizbech. And part of the ramp covers over the Seifu, which is also underneath the ramp. So therefore, even though there's 32 Amas on the Zbeach and 32 on the ramp, they overlap 2 Amas. So L'chayda, but according to you, remember, the ramp is on which side of the Zbeach? On the south side. If the ramp is on the south side of the Zbeach and only 16 Amas wide, according to you, there was no Yisoid there. What it means covering over the Yisoid? According to Rav, there's no Yisoid. According to Levi, it makes sense of the Yisoid, just it wasn't functional.
But there is the Amma Yisoid on the corner.
But that's not what the ramp doesn't go there. The ramp is 16 amas wide. The amma, remember, the mizbech is 32 amas wide. So yeah, what's pshat? Yep, so the Gemara. Emo, keneged amma yisoid. Keneged amma yisoid, well, amma yisoid. In other words, what Moshe just said is an imaginary line over there, because the fact is there was an Amma at the very end, even though it wasn't beneath the ramp, it was on the very end. So it's as if it covered the Yisoid. Now the Mizbech, when we say Mizbech of 32 Ammas, it includes that Amma that's in that corner there on the eastern on the southern corner, there's an Amma. So the fact is that the Mizbech extends that Amma, so therefore we call the Mizbech 32 Ammas. Therefore, when the ramp goes over, it's as if the ramp is covering over the Yisoid. In reality, it's based only 31 Amas where the ramp was. So therefore, it's no kasha. Tashma Kuman had the Tani Levi learned, Ketzad Boinim Mizbeach, how did they build the Mizbeach? Mevi'im Malbin, they bring a mold. Shushleishim Vishtaim, Ashleishim Vishtaim, they brought a mold that was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. This is how they built the Mizbeach. The Goyve Amma Mizbeach was one Amma high. This mold was one Amma high. Or maybe they would bring chaluki avonim, they would bring all kinds of stones, smooth stones, mefulamas that were moist. They filled it up with all these stones. Or maybe, see, then they would bring over their lime, the kunya, and kunya is like lead that they used to glaze with. Vizephis and Tar, Umemachen, they would let it, they would melt it down, Vishayfich, they would pour it over, like concrete, they would pour it over, so fill the entire mold. Vizehu Makim Yisayt, that's the area of the Yisayt. So it's clear from here, how big was the area of the Yisayt? 32 Amos by 32 Amos, which means it was the Yisayt on all four sides. Then Vichayza, maybe Malbin, then they continued and they brought another mold, Shehu Shleishim, that was 30 Amos, Al Shleishim Amos, 30, because now they're going up one. And Vigoy Vichamish Amos, this section, the bottom part of the Bech was 5 Amos high. Well, maybe they did the exact same thing with Chalukivani, smooth stones, and then, you know, they filled up with smooth stones and damp, and then they filled it up there with the tar and with the lime and all that. And they melted it down. Vichayza, maybe Malbin, then they brought another Malbin, Shechavchev, another mold, that's 28 by 28, because now you have that Seviv. It went in, it depressed again another armor because he had the savior, the walkway where they walked around. The way, and that was, the next section was 3 amas high. Amas begoiva, gimel amas, 3 amas high, or maybe chiluk the same thing. So this is, yeah, the you say the bottom was 1 amas high, the next section was about 5 amas high, so that's 1 and 5 or 6. Then you went in and you had 3 amas high, so that's 9, and then the canvas is 1 amas, 10 amas high. So the walkway was 3 amas. So 3 amas was the, even if you learn that an amas 22 inches is 5.5 feet, everybody can reach the kronos, the kronos of Mizbech. The line was underneath, and I was really like, the line was exact midpoint of Mizbech, so the line was amma number 4.5. Or actually line number 5, which is an amma below the slave. Oh, there's one more. It should be 31.
No, it should be. Yeah, the 62. The 62 should be shown.
Okay. Okay. No comments, because I have no idea what we're talking about, but okay. Humakam hamarocha. That's where they put the fireplaces. Maybe Malvish or Amma, but they brought another mold that's only 1 Amma by 1 Amma, and they put it on each corner, and that's what it is. Or maybe, again, the same thing. Chiluki Evani, smooth stone, the Fulamba that are moist, being Dovin, the largest mold. Or maybe Zephyr's Vicunya, and they brought now lime, and they brought this lead. Umemacha, here it doesn't say that they brought the tar. Maybe they didn't bring tar on top. The Shefik, they poured it. Vizewa Kedem, that's where the Kron is. So what do we have from all this? That the bottom Malbin, the bottom mold was 32 by 32. That means that you say this on all four sides. The chitema, the guy is lafers. They made it. You say that they cut it down. It can't be avonim shleimais. Because it has to be whole stones. It has to be whole stones. So Tesis already asked. Maybe they use the shamir, and the long Tesis proves that the shamir existed during the second base of English. Not only the first. He brings an ayis that the shamir existed after the bayisheni, and so on. And all those five things are missing. It's not mentioned in the position that the shamir is missing. So why didn't they use the shamir? So Tesis explained the shamir made it crack, whatever it is, but it wasn't smooth. And by the mizbech, we needed that it should be so smooth that they couldn't even catch your fingernail. And that the shamir couldn't do. So you couldn't break, even using shamir, and they break the yisaitis off afterwards, you couldn't use it. So the question is, if there were according to Rav, how does he live shat?
But
not after you built it in. He was talking about built in. We're not from Dalal and Mabeis, about two lines at the top. And it's the Gemara, the Moch is midi mituse. This is what you did. They blocked that little section, that Amma, this Malbin of 32 Ammas. So that east side and the south side, both sides, the east and the south, that minus that Amma, that was missing the Yusayid, they put a board over there. So therefore, it never filled. And all they did is pull the board out at the end. And that's the Yisayit is missing. And that's the only way to do it. In fact, I can prove it to you. Hodom Rav Kahana said, Avonim shel karnais chalulus hayum. He says that the stones of the corners of those horns on top of the Mizbech actually were vacant inside. Like a vacuum inside. It was a hole inside. As it says, no, Rashi, the way Rashi learns, we have plenty of time to study Rashi. Rashi, the Karnish Mizbech Halul, so you, Nekovim, this is very interesting, this Rashi here. Tesis doesn't understand it. But Nekovim, there were holes, Amukim, deep, Barba Osan, on all four corners, She Yipol Dam Hachatas V'Yivol Atochei. So Rashi learns that the holes were actually empty, that each one of these corners were empty and the blood came inside. This is what I was talking about, because how did blood get inside? Who put blood on top of the keren? You put blood, we just learned, on the Mizbeach, underneath the keren, you know, Amabamo, a line, or according to one Tana, you put it on the corner of the keren itself. Nobody put blood on top. What blood are you talking about? Tesis learned they're talking about down the Seviv, there were holes and the blood went into the Seviv, and there they mixed up the Nachal Kidr. Remember, the Shvicha, there's two kinds of Shvicha. There's a Shvicha you put in the Yisoy, that's a remnant. But there's a Shvicha, Rishavach Adama, a certain blood you have to do Rishavach. Where did you do the Shavach? Not on the Keren, they did it on the Seviv. And there they mixed up in the other blood and went to Nachal Kidr. He says, Tesis actually doesn't understand where the last two lines of the long Tesis, he says here, sorry, of Molu Kemizah, the short Tesis. Faces over here. Over Kuntis Pidish and the Kovmai Bedala Kana, she pulled down Chatta, taking the blood fell inside, the Yivla, and it got absorbed. The Tema, the Purush, the Hoya Matala Maila, El Kenegil Chudim Bechutz. Who put blood on top of the Keren? Not at all. Anyway. Let's continue by the Gemara. And how do I know this? Because it says a Pazik, see, it says a Pazik. And they drank wine, and Mola, they filled it up, Kamizrak, like the Kalim, Kizavi, the corners of the Mizbech. So we see that what? That the corners of the Mizbech were like Kalim, they were receptacles. He's Hochan, I'm here too. Avon Yishleim, Mizram Rachman, by the Mizbech had to be complete stones. Navos, Elodom, Achavir, Tusei, Beshakale, they put something there, and they took it away afterwards. They put it with the sticks or boards or something, and then afterwards, after everything dried up, they pulled it out. So nothing was cut off. Dodash, Rova, Rova Dash, and Maidich Siv. Very interesting now, the drop of a gadol here, just to whet our appetite. May dechsiv, it says in Pasuk, David fled, and he went to Shmuel, and he told him everything that Shaul did. It's vayelich, David and Shmuel. David and Shmuel went, and where did they go? Vayeshu, they sat, Benoyes, they sat down in a place called Noyes, and then it says, they sat down in a place called Barama. They went to a place called Noyes and Rama. Where does Noyes and Rama come together? So the Pshat is also they were sitting in a place called Rama, but they were talking about Noyes, the most beautiful thing in the world. What's the most beautiful thing in the world? Based on English. Amri, Ksiv, it says, this is what they were talking about. It says in the Pasuk, V'kamta v'li salam mokim, that if you don't know what to do, you got to go to the Sanhedrin, you got to go up. That means that Beis HaMikdash has to be in a very high point. Melamed, to Beis HaMikdash, Gevoyim, Mikol Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, Gevoyim, Mikol Eretz. How do you learn from this Pasuk, Eretz Yisrael, Gevoyim, Mikol Eretz? It's not, so Rashi says, right, it's not from here, it's from other places, because there's Ashehele and so on. Lo havigad duchte heicha. They did not know where the Beis HaMikdash was meant to be built. Nowhere does the Torah say where you should build the Beis HaMikdash. So they were sitting there, David and Shmuel, saying, we are going to build the Beis HaMikdash. David had this obsession of building a house for the Eibishter. So they brought Sefer Yeshua. Nowhere in the Torah, so they brought a Sefer Yeshua. They brought Yeshua. Why? Because in Yeshua, that every tribe has their boundaries, but no tribe doesn't mention all the boundaries except by Yehuda and Yamin. By Yehuda and Yamin, it says all the boundaries. And Yehuda was on the south side of Eretz Yisrael, and he went from all the way west to east. He went from the Mediterranean all the way to the Jordan, and he went all the way down to the end of Eretz Yisrael, and he cut off somewhere in Middle Yishalayim, and Yamin started from there. The Kuluk, see, even all the other psukim, it says, V'yedid, V'Allah HaGvul, V'Torah HaGvul, B'Shev Binyamin, V'Allah HaGvul, V'Yadah HaGvul. But by Binyamin, it says, you go up, it doesn't say anything about going down. That means that Binyamin had to be on a very high point. Shmamin, Hochem, Mekayma, since by Binyamin is only a high point, and we have clear boundaries by Binyamin, so that must be the place where they built the Beis HaMikdash. Shavu L'Mivne, they thought to build it, B'Ein Eitim, there's a point in the highest point in Yerushalayim, on top of the mountain there, is a place called Ein Eitim. There's a spring over there, and they wanted to build it over there, the highest point. So it says, Rashi says he thinks it means a spring. That's why it's called Ein Eitim. He's not sure, but that's what he thinks it is. And the Madli, that is very high. Amri, so then they said, because David Shmuel said, no, we can't build the base of Amri there. It cannot be very high. Why? Nitzibe Kalil. We have to lower it a little bit, and we lower it 23 Amris, like Lungimar Yuma. Why? Because it says by Binyamin, bank safe of Shachin, by his shoulders, not by his head. In other words, it has to be not the highest point, on the highest place, but not the highest point. Or another reason why they decided to lower it, not because it says being saved shachin, but because Gemini, we know the Sanhedrin Bechelke, the Yehuda, the Sanhedrin had to be, at least because it had to be by the Beis HaMikdash, like it says, they come to Valisa, I am Elam Bokhi Shechav Shev Alekecha, so I mean Sanhedrin have to be right by the Beis HaMikdash. We were the Sanhedrin by Yehuda, because it says, you know, it has to be by Yehuda. Because it says Mechaykik Mebein Raglov, so that's Yehuda. Lo Yosef Shevim Ne Yehuda Mechaykik Mebein Raglov, the lawgiver. And Shechinah Bechelke the Binyamin V'idim Adlinale. And if you're going to raise the highest point by Binyamin, Mispalig Tuva, it'll be too far away from each other, the Sanhedrin and the Beis Hamikdash. Mutiv the Nitzibei Purter. Let's lower a little bit at 23 Amos. Kedachsiv Veng Sevei Shachin. So we still use the Pasuk in Sevei Shachin. And then what? And then we'll build the Beis Hamikdash. That's what David Shmuel was talking about. This is what the reason why Doeg Adoimi hated David. Because Doeg Adoimi was trying to work out where the Beis HaMikdash was, and he couldn't figure it out. And David figured it out, and he was jealous. But receive, it says in the Pasuk, Kiki Naz Beis Echa Chalas Nazni. What ate me? The envy about the Beis HaMikdash. Oksiv, it says, and this is what happened, because David then was running for Shaul. From this conversation, he went to Noiv, the city of Koinim, and the Koin Godel there thought that Shaul sent David a Melech. They gave him bread, and then Doeg Adoimi went and massed to Shaul, and Shaul wiped out the whole city of Noiv, because he thought that they're helping a traitor, and in his eyes, as a traitor. And so that's why Doeg is considered a Rasha. But what bothered Doeg was, he was jealous, he wanted to figure out where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And how do we know that David, this is an obsession? It says, David, please remember David, his kolu nosa, anoisa, remember everything that bothered him, Hashanish B'Lashem, he once swore, im ove boil basi, I'll ever go home to my house, will I allow myself to go to sleep? I need to find a place, a house for Hashem first. I heard about it by Ephraim. And then we found it in the forest. What does that mean? Befrosa Zay Yeshua. He found it in Sefer Yeshua, the Kosim Ephraim. That's where he found the clue of where the Beis HaMikdash is. Betzenua Besodet Vesdeyar. And we found that where should it be located? The Beis HaMikdash in the forest. Zeb Binyamin, which belongs to Yamin. It says, Binyamin Zeev Yitra. Bum is like a wolf that goes out and pray, which is in the forest. So this. You walk in Yishalayim, you're always going, wherever you're going, you're going downhill to go to the.
I'll tell you. Samuel.
Yeah.
That's very, very high. When you stand
in
Nebi Samuel, you can actually look down.
So that's new.
That's northeast
of Yerushalayim. Yeah, but
that. And the other one, northwest.
So that's not good.
So
that makes it worse.
That's too high. That's too high, in other words.
But all we want is 23 amas below. Why didn't you go there and make it 20? Is that in Binyamin's Chelik?
Yes. Nebi Samuel, yes, it is. And then there's also a high place, which is in Yerushalayim itself, which is Ramat Shlomo, which is quite fairly high. Because you look down, you can see that you're...
That makes it worse. So this is not the highest point. However, the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva that the Yerushalayim today has, in his time, you're talking about 450 years ago, had layers and layers and layers and layers. And what you see today, what he saw today, Yerushalayim, is not Yerushalayim the way it was. Because everything is so many layers. Because the Goyim, every time they came in, they wanted to destroy any memory. This he writes, they wanted to destroy any memory of Yerushalayim. They put sand on all the houses and everything else and started from scratch. So if you dig under Yerushalayim, you'll find layers and layers of civilization. And therefore, the whole Yerushalayim was way below the Kaisel. Even though now it looks like you have to walk down to get to the Kaisel. He says, well, everything was below. And that's that. They keep on finding things all the time. Well, let's continue. Mishnah. Zivchei Shalma Tzibah V'Hashomer. This is all what the Ezim HaKoyimim. Zvachim of Shlamim. Now we're talking about Kotchen Kalim and Hashomer. Sorry, but not to my coach comment. Zivchei Shalma Tzibah. What's Zvachim Shalma Tzibah? That's Shavuos. And V'Hashomer and Korban Oshem. What are the Shamas Elohein? Hashomer, Hashem Gzeilas, if you stole and you swore false, and they admitted it, Hashem Elohein, you stole from the Beis HaMikdash. And by mistake, Hashem Shivcha Charufa, a woman who was a Shifra Knanis, who was married to an Eved Ivri, so it's not a proper condition, and somebody then had relations with her. Hashem Nozir, Asham of a Nazir, when he became Tamei, then he has to bring an Asham. Asham Mitzayda, when he finishes time. Asham Tali, the two pieces of fat. One was Treif, one was Kosher, and Zachiv Kodesh, if he did the wrong thing. And Shchitasan, Batsafan, all of these Gishachan in the north, the Kibbut Damach, Lishadah, Batsafan, everything had to be received in the north. Vidamaton, Shte Matonash, Enar, but you sprinkle twice, but it's equal to four that we learned before. Either you doused on both sides of each of the Kedon, the two diagonal opposite Kedons. Or you just spray it on the corner and it spread by itself. They had to be eaten inside the curtains, inside the base of Migdash. Only Zacharim can eat, only males can eat it. So you can eat any food. It can be eaten by day by night. But the Chacham said till midnight. Says you need north for these kabanas. It says the Pasuk, you should make one goat for a chatas. And then it says you should make two sheep, what, for a shlamim. So we're comparing chatas to shlamim. Ma chatas betzafen in the same pasuk, just like the juxtaposition of these two ideas. So like a chatas had to be done in the north. And how do we know that from an oiler? Is avsham etzibur betzafen north. How can you learn that? We learned a rule. You cannot, something derived from a hekesh cannot teach with a hekesh. V'chichatas meichin lamdam me'oiler. How do you know chatas is from the north, from an oiler? And dover halam behekesh, chayzim lam behekesh. How can you have that? On the oilus, on the ziv chesal, ma oile kodesh kadoshim. It says in the pasuk of Yomim Chaschem Moedechem, and there it says, al oile say you should blow the shofars, al oile seichem va'al ziv chesal mechem. So we're comparing a shalomim directly to oile. That what the ma oile kodesh kachim, just like oile is kodesh kachim, av ziv chesal metzibur kodesh kachim. Furthermore, ma oile is betzafan, just like oile is done on the north side, av ziv chesal metzibur betzafan done on the north side. Ela keisha kam mayasa. So when you're generally yamtav, all yamtav, all yamtav. Yeah, so shavuos included. So shavuos included. It's no longer just specifically shavuos. So the gemara said, no. So why by shavuos is there a specific pasuk that compares it to chatos? What does that come to teach you? Ela hekesha kam mayasa. What is the first hekesh from the shavuos? But it says over there shalmeichem. And it says shalomim, and it says lechatos. What do we learn from there? Ki chatos, it is like a chatos. Ma chatos ein in a chelos. Ela zikunas other dinim. Just like a chatos can only be eaten by a male. Is av ziv chesham atzibur zikunas. Also ziv chesham atzibur can only be eaten what by zochir by zchadim. Omle abay is abay. If you're comparing shlamim to chatos, I hachi gabi el nazi by the ram of a nazi. The chesiv it says in pasuk. He kriv as carbon. He has to bring the nose has to bring his carbon. It says la oila, and then it says v'kafsa echad chatas. You're telling me whenever it says two different carbon is named possible, there's a hekesh. So what are we learning there? Oila from chatas. Lashem keves mishnasa tamim echad la oila v'kafsa achas mishnasa tamim lechatas. And you're learning one from the and the same posse you have oila chatas. So what, according to the way you're learning right now, but it says in the same posse we're going to learn one din from another. What are you learning oila from chatas? V'eilecha tamim lishlamim, and then one oila shlamim. What are you learning from each other? Let us say the hikish hakosel chatos. So let's say by El Nazir, according to you, make the same hekish. Now why? That only males ma chatos ein and echelz el azichrekuna af El Nazir. Also the ram of a Nazir, even though she might have been a woman, and we know that a Nazir can be a man or a woman. Nami ein and echelz echrekuna only a male she did. Is that so? According to you, for compared to chatos, what are you talking about? Hossam over there by Nazir, kivin echsiv. It says by Nazir. It says the coin takes for himself only. It says Zroya Bishela, he only takes the cooked for Amina Ayel from the ram, which means what happens to the rest of the ram? Goes to whoever the nozit is. No chilek, a man or a woman. So how can the hekesh overturn that? Miklal de Kule Bailim Ochile, the rest of the animals eaten by who? By the original owner. Okay, so but at least the part that goes to the coin, let it learn from chatas that only male she is. Kasha. Now why can't it just taka say the din? Maybe the din taka is that only a male can eat the bezreya b'sheila. Because it doesn't say that anywhere. Or be yibayisema. Or we can say another word. Kotchi ikre, kotchi kotchin la ikre. The el nazir is called a kodesh. It doesn't say anywhere that it's called kotchi kotchin. And therefore it doesn't fall under the parameters of a chatas, which is kotchi kotchin. We had before. Remember, we just learned before two things. What do you learn from chatas? First of all, that's called kachi kachim. And second of all, that the second thing is chadim. You know, you first have to establish it because by kachi kachim, everybody can eat. So first we had to establish that it's kachi kachim, then we can limit it to chadim. But El Nazir is not kachi kachim. because the Nazir eats it, the Yisrael doesn't eat the Beis Hamikdash outside. So it's only Kodesh. You can't say, oh, that's not for Chatzis Kodesh, but it's not. So therefore, you don't have the Drosha. The Lamai Hilchus says, so what are we comparing the Chatzis for? We're comparing it. There's an oila, there's a shlamim, and there's a chatas. And just like we know, if he just did the shlamim alone, the nozer already can take his hair and everything else, and he's already mutti, even though he has to still bring other kabanas. The same thing, if he brought any one of the other three kabanas, the same thing applies. That if you brought one, you are yaitze. No, that you brought the el nozer without the chatas and out the oila, he already is able to cut his hair. And do his things there. So it's, we learn everything from El Nazir. Now we learn El Nazir from Chattas. We can learn Chattas and Oyla from El Nazir, that if you just brought the Chattas, just brought the Oyla, you can already take a haircut. Stop here.